CliffCentral.com.
All right, rise and shine. It's Friday. You did the first week of 2021. Congratulations. You've mostly made it unscathed through the first week. That's a good sign. You've done better than the U.S. Congress, than Donald Trump, who's been banned from all social media. And if you've got that right, you're already 10 points ahead of everyone else. Congratulations. Very, very nice. Morning, Sia. Morning, Leanne. What's happening?
Hola.
Good morning. I'll give myself a little gold star.
Yeah, you can have a gold star. Remember when your teacher used to... What was the opposite of a gold star again? What did you get? Like a black mark or something?
At our school, it was a demerit. Don't know how it worked with you guys.
I can't even remember. So long ago, Sia. It was like in the Cretaceous era.
Do they take away your donkeys?
No, I took away my brontosaurus. They're like, what?
Did they make you shovel coal?
My Flintstone mobile.
Yeah, they're like, your dinosaur. We're going to confiscate your dinosaur because you've been a bad person. It's your last day in Durban, right?
Yes. Oh, that sounded a little too enthusiastic.
Yeah, I guess your family listening.
I need to just turn it down and not just...
Yeah.
But you have had a full house, to be fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And, yeah, my sister and I were debriefing over the week, and she said... You know, now the one who goes for therapy a lot, so, you know.
How do you designate your sisters the one who goes for therapy a lot? You don't say that.
It makes it easier for you guys to identify, but also it makes sense in the story. She's able to have this bird's eye view of everything and analyze it well. And she goes, part of what has brought about the conflict this holiday season is just how much we all are... We all now have control over our own spaces and ownership of our lives.
Okay.
Now all of those have to cross amongst others, you know, other lives this time around, and we aren't used to that anymore. She's right.
Vagina pussy.
Oh.
Sorry. No, she did not say that.
Did she not say that? Oh, okay.
No.
Oh, man. But it's true. I mean, like, you suddenly have to share your space and your time with people, and you've been doing it now for a month almost. So you're like, oh, it's enough. It's enough already. It's going to feel weird.
And be mindful of everything. It's just like, oh, you know what? Actually, I'll have some yogurt in the afternoon, and then you open the fridge in the afternoon and there's no yogurt. And then you have to also be cognizant of, am I going to have a meltdown over strawberry yogurt? No, I will not. So let me just suppress that and let me try to move on.
I bought this yogurt the other day that is so shit. It's too sweet. It's like the sweetest fucking yogurt in the world.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I got to go and buy some.
Like strawberry yogurt that's never seen a strawberry in its life.
But it's like you can taste it's 900% sugar. Like a horror. So I got to get rid of that shit today. Because I had it yesterday for breakfast. I was like, what? This is disgusting. It's like pure.
And we used to eat yogurt. That's what our yogurt used to taste like.
Listen.
That's what we grew up on.
They added sugar to everything in the 80s.
Yeah.
Everything. I don't think there was anything that they gave us that wasn't, you know, added sugar.
Yeah.
But nowadays,
I mean, you think about a tin of baked beans.
Ugh.
You think you're doing good by eating beans. It's laden in sugar. I'm so glad they've now come out with a less sugar version. And it tastes so much better without the sugar.
Do you eat a lot of baked beans?
No. I don't eat a lot of it. But when I do, like maybe every 6 months. I'm just glad that it's not that sugar-laden shit. This one tastes so much better.
Yeah. No, for sure.
But it's also weird how accustomed we've become to some things that are so far removed from the real or original taste.
Mm-hmm.
Like some things, you know, that say, oh, yeah, it's yogurt. or strawberry yogurt. There, it has not been touched by a strawberry, as you said, Leah, and you're right. It's just so artificial.
Ugh.
They call some things cheese, and it's just yellow goo. No. It's just, you know.
Listen, America's the worst, huh? They have like cheese in a can.
They're the worst with their cheese and with their cereals.
Ugh. Listen to us.
But also, I mean, cereals, you try and find a cereal without sugar in it. Mm. They're very hard to come by.
Mm.
Well, muesli, all of that.
Norma says,
speaking of which,
Norma lives in Kenya, and she just sent us a message to say, there is no sugar tax in Kenya, so I had a real Fanta for the first time yesterday, and it did feel like it gave me diabetes straight away.
Oh.
Yeah, that's about right.
You know, sometimes we do crave that, the artificial taste. Like, I know the difference between the taste of a real banana and then the fake banana that goes into milkshakes.
Yeah.
But sometimes you want the fake banana or the fake lime. But you know what you're getting in that case.
On your LinkedIn.
I don't want those fake ones. I hate that artificial shit. And I know that there's some things that we can't avoid because there's so much crap in most of the stuff we eat. But, oh, man. You know, I don't like things with tons of preservatives either. I can taste that straight away, too, and it's just gross.
I get itchy in my chest and under my arms from preservatives.
Mm.
Like that Oros itchy.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Or like when we used to have
like it tickles
the guava cordial from when we were young.
Oros is a good one. Oros. Fucking that stuff was everywhere, and it was full of tartrazine as well.
Yeah, I think they've stopped that now.
Really? I don't know. It looks the same.
I can check. I've got a big guy in my cupboard.
Yeah. Yeah, go and check if you've got Oros. Go and see if you can find your Oros. That'll be hilarious. Leanne's got some Oros. I'll make her go to the kitchen and check it out. That's so great. She's got an Oros. Let me see that.
Yeah, here it is.
That's great.
Tropical.
Oh, the tropical. No, I'm talking about the original. So what's in there? Give me a breakdown.
Tropical flavored apple squash. Tartrazine free.
Okay.
New great taste. Okay, so most of this is water. And the second ingredient is sugar.
Right.
Oh.
And then it's about 40 ingredients that all have numbers, you know, like the E954 type number.
Oh, so that would be...
Preservatives is about 15 things long, as well as colorants.
Okay, so it's flavorants, colorants, and preservatives.
And sugar.
What's your dog doing?
Oh, he's getting comfortable.
He's having a panic attack.
Like scratching a hole in your floor or something.
In his bed.
Mm. So Nico says you don't have to feel bad. You can only have so much of your family, Sia. Don't feel bad about being excited to go home. That's a good point.
Yes. Also, I have complained about this in the past, but it just never ceases to amaze me. My parents' fascination with news. I found, what is his name? There's someone new on CNN with a ridiculous name. Something like Scomporish, Cumberish.
What? That sounds brutal.
Sounds like a Harry Potter.
Yeah, it sounds like a teacher at Harry Potter's school.
Yes, that is what. What is his name?
Oh, that's
and
good.
They swear by him too. Oh, there, Smacornish. That's his name.
Smacornish.
Smacornish. Smacornish.
Wow,
that's Smacornish.
That is a shit.
How
name.
Do I know this? And he looks like a Smacornish.
Is
whatever you envision. Of course, Smacornish, that's what you get.
Is he like an anchor or a reporter?
Yeah, he has one of his, he has a show, Michael Smacornish, and he supposedly has a, not even supposedly, well, he has a radio history in the US, and
terrible
he's
name.
Books, and he's an author. Yeah, Michael Smacornish.
It's like, should I have a smashed chicken pie? No, I'd rather have a Smacornish.
Cornish, a Smacornish pasty.
Like, they swear by this. And also, you know, my parents are into video calls these days, and they have just no video call etiquette. So they'll be sitting in the lounge, no headphones on, nothing, and just chatting away with their friends. Like, oh, did you hear? Umba Lee as well has corona. I'm like, I don't want to hear about your dear friend Bali.
Dude,
and then now my mother's favorite
they love this corona stuff, man. They are so into it. Like, old people are so into this. Oh, this one's got corona and that one.
Yes.
And can you believe this one has corona? And, oh, they just love it.
Yeah. Message from my mom yesterday. 3,775 people in California died yesterday.
Oh, you see, they love that, like a death toll, because they know that, like, old Father Time's coming to knock on their door soon.
But also my friend's mom also is into the video call, but she puts her phone onto the coffee table, so all you see is her ceiling through the call.
Oh,
that's shocking. Shocking.
And you just don't have the heart to tell them otherwise.
My dad watches something called the Weather Channel or something. Which, I mean, who the hell could watch that for more than 5 seconds? He's into it, though. I mean, like, he needs to watching the weather, and we've discussed this before, and having a weather app on his phone is his favorite thing in the world. He's like, oh, it looks like it might rain tomorrow.
Yeah, my aunt's like that every day. It's gonna rain at about 4, she says. Yeah,
it feels to them, must be like... they're like Nostradamus. You know, I can predict the future. It's gonna rain at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. You're like, okay, well then, if it rains, it rains.
Especially, yeah, I'm like, thanks.
Especially
thanks,
now.
Do you think at a certain point?
Yeah, they love it.
Do you think at a certain point all parents just go to some sort of parenting school? Because clearly we all have the same type of parents.
They get old, that's all. They just get old, and they love the fucking Weather Channel. Venetia says, my parents also watch the Weather Channel, and the weather is always a part of our conversation. Always. It's just they can't help it. I mean, my dad has this, he's got the normal weather app that comes with an iPhone. And then he's got like 2 or 3 others as well. And he doesn't just check the one and say to you, oh, tomorrow looks like it's going to be sunny. He goes, this app tells you this, and then that one tells you that. And the best one is this Norwegian one that he uses.
You know what he should get is, you have to pay for it, though, is the golfing app. That's the most accurate weather prediction that you get.
That's great intel.
But you know why else they like it? It's because... they hope to prove them wrong. If it doesn't rain at 4, they're like, ha-ha, they got it wrong.
They shake their fist at the fucking sky, and they're like, oh, you got it wrong, weatherman.
Yeah.
And that's their thrill.
Who's doing something really exciting this weekend? Come on. I mean, we start the year properly.
Oh, my gosh, Gareth. It's almost going back to level 5 lockdown.
Hey, people have been talking about
that. The most exciting thing I did yesterday was have a glass of wine.
Oh, I got this very funny. Listen to this. I got this hilarious message yesterday. A friend of mine. And he's like, ooh, it looks like Cyril's going to take us back to level 5. Let me just find the message because this is hilarious. So he goes, and it's got the ENCA logo and everything. And you switch it on and it's like this. And listen to this.
Oh, no.
And it's got like ENCA.
Oh no!
Yeah. All right. So I don't know what to say about. I didn't watch the news much yesterday, so I don't have any commentary on what's been going on in the U.S. other than to say it's such a disgrace. And obviously this is now going to be a weapon that people who. You know, who obviously on the other side of the political spectrum are going to say, we told you that there's this right-wing movement in America and it's dangerous and all this shit because there's a handful of people who stormed the Capitol. So I actually don't know what to say about it. And to be perfectly frank, I haven't been watching the news. I'm just – the whole thing puts me off watching news and knowing what's going on because it's just – it's so disappointing. It's like the most embarrassing story ever. So I haven't watched that. I also haven't been paying attention to the situation on the border with Zimbabwe and Mozambique, because I believe that's also a fuck up of epic proportions. So if you have any updates on either of those, you would be more informed than me. And if you can give us an idea, that would be great.
Yeah, it's still the same situation with the border situation in Zimbabwe. Truckers are in trucks, sitting in the sun all day, no toilets, no access to food and water. It's really just inhumane.
Oh, it's so gross.
Yeah, it's just bad planning.
Horrible situation, and I feel very sorry for people who are they've got to get across the border, and they've got like stuff in the truck. Imagine if you have perishable stuff. You're screwed. You know?
Because you have to actually turn your cars, your trucks off, because you're there for days.
And there's this one woman I saw on the news 2 days ago or whatever, and she was like, well, she went to have a coronavirus test, and you have to apparently have one 48 or 72 hours, otherwise, you know, it's going to be recent, so otherwise they won't get you across. And she's like, well, I've been waiting so long here that my coronavirus test has expired, and I have to go back and do another one. I mean, what a mess. What a disgraceful mess this is for people to be in. It's crazy. It's really crazy. You know what I'm doing is I'm reading classical Greek mythology again, which is just so great. So I'm being a bit of an ostrich with my head in the sand at the moment, because news is just exactly what I expected it to be, insane.
And hey, listen, it's only the 8th of Jan. You don't have to come in all guns blazing.
I was annoyed with myself, because that's exactly what I was saying on Wednesday. I was like, oh, I feel like this has been a waste of a week, and I haven't done that much, and I've been lazy. And then I suddenly realized, like, it's the first week of the month. Most people aren't even back at work. So why am I piling all this pressure on myself when actually most people haven't even started work properly yet. And here I am like, oh, I've got to do this, and I've got to do that, and I've got to have these meetings, and I've got to talk to clients, and I've got to get back in the swing. And most people are like, hold on, we're not even back at home, let alone at work yet.
Hello, welcome back, everyone.
You know? What are you watching, Leanne? Is that...
Well, you were speaking about your Roman blah blah, and I've been meaning to tell you about this.
You're such an attentive listener.
Yeah, it was Greek mythology. That's fine. I'm glad you're paying attention.
I've been meaning to tell you about this. It's available on a number of YouTube channels, but the one that I've been watching it on is called Mystery Scoop.
What is this, the weather?
No. It's this artist who takes historical portraits, and he brings them to life using AI technology.
Oh, wow.
It's so amazing, because you can see from either a portrait or from a statue what Julius Caesar would have looked like today.
Yeah. I think I've seen that. That's amazing.
Yeah, and then another guy, before he posts them, animates them a bit so that they can blink and smile.
Sure.
And it's just amazing. And you realize how you've built this own image in your head of what these people look like. And some of them are surprisingly good looking, and some are like really ugly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
But it's interesting how all of them tend to have the Roman features. So the Roman nose, the curly hair close to the scalp, the little bits that they comb out in the front. Mm-hmm. You know, the style of the time, but also the genetics. And also, I always notice that in portraits, people always seem to have these really deep-set eyes. Mm. And it's not just the portrait. That's what people looked like at the time.
Well, I mean, the funniest thing is also, I mean, nobody really lived for as long as we do now. So we always think these people must have been old, but they were like... 40 for them was ancient.
Yeah.
If you live to 40, they're like, yo, that person's been around a long ass time.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you got to 60, you were a serious old person in those days, especially ancient kind of ancient Greece, ancient Rome, ancient Egypt, those places where, I mean, life was hard. If you got a toothache, you were going to die in a week.
Oh.
Well, they didn't have antibiotics. They didn't have disinfectants. They didn't have any of that shit. They'd have to use silver to disinfect water, and they'd have to boil things, and they'd put dangerous chemicals and stuff because they didn't have some of the things that we have now and we take for granted.
They would use mercury to heal syphilis.
Yeah, and mercury is extremely poisonous. Like, you wouldn't put mercury anywhere near anything that you eat or drink now.
But no, in those they would, like, they would combine mercury with, they would combine mercury with something that could, because you can't just rub mercury on your body, it'll slip off or roll off. They used to combine it with some sort of powder so that you could rub it onto your skin and your skin would absorb it.
You really could not afford to, for example, wake up late in those times. You know, now if you wake up late, like 20 minutes late before work, you just jump in the shower, you jump out, you jump into your car, at least you can make up some time on the road. Back then, you still have to deal with mercury and... Yeah, and putting silver in your water,
if you weren't rich, you didn't have a horse, so you had to walk and run to wherever you were going. And you stank because you didn't have running water at home. So everybody stank, even the rich people stank. They were disgusting. I mean, you know, it's like Louis XIV's court at Versailles. We always look at the French in the 1600s, and we think what tremendously cultured people these were. Of course, they did things that we don't do anymore, but they did not clean themselves. They were fucking filthy. And their perfume was invented to hide bad smells, not to make you smell good.
Yeah.
And women wore flowers. They would carry around a posy of flowers, or they'd have flowers in their hair, not because it looked pretty or because it smelled nice, but to disguise how disgusting they were.
Oh, no. The worst must have been the bits. Under all those skirts.
So you get with this, let's say you've been eyeing out this girl in the fields for a while, and she's been like bending over and planting potatoes or whatever. And you eventually, you get back to your hut, and then she's like, okay, you can take me now or whatever. And then she obviously has not, you know, she hasn't cleaned that area for a long time. You haven't cleaned your area for a long time, and you bump uglies, and it's just, like, just gross and, like, sweaty and dirty and mingy and mangy and...
The desire has to be really great to overcome all of that.
I mean, this is why you've got to worship your ancestors in some way, because they managed to still get with each other despite how revolting it was. You know,
despite TVs and gonorrhea and
So Yanita says, Leanne, you watch a lot of YouTube, as do I. I'd love some new recommendations from you. So do you have any of those?
That's my newest one. I'll think of some others while as we go along.
All right. Tracy says, medieval groin sweat. Yeah, Steph says, and I agree with this, Steph's vision of Julius Caesar is influenced by Asterix, and I think many of us, if you read Asterix as a kid, that's my favorite thing. In fact, I reckon I should go into Asterix again this year. It's something I might do. Start reading the whole set of Asterix books again.
That's
such a great idea. All right, so there we go. There's a suggestion for you. Buy and read all the Asterix books. They are fantastic, and so full of, like, racial stereotypes and country stereotypes and all that kind of crap. And you've got to laugh, because a lot of that stuff they won't let you get away with publishing now.
That's the whole thing. I mean, just last night my dad remembered a piece of comedy that he wanted to send to his cardiologist. And I said to him, Dad, I remember that was funny during the day. I remember the piece of comedy. But it was totally ripping off the Indian accent and stereotyping Indian people.
Yeah.
And your cardiologist, is he Indian by any chance? Yeah. Oh. Because remember, Dad, that some comedy does not stand the test of time.
I know. You've got to be careful. Woody says, speaking of ancestors, I saw a clip where someone was interviewed. She said, you must even wear a mask when you sleep because the ancestors can give you COVID. And can infect you while you sleep.
Yes, did you not see that clip?
So funny.
No.
Yeah, it's a real thing. It's this woman saying you have to wear it during your sleep because if your ancestors who died, who had COVID, you'll inhale their, I don't know.
Is it someone South African?
Yes, South African woman.
Oh, no.
Embarrassing. Shocking.
So embarrassing.
All right, let's look at some headlines. It's already 5:30. I can't believe this. Lindiwe Sisulu is going to open a criminal case against the activist Swart Boy after an altercation. I don't know who this Swart Boy guy is, but his real name is Nkosikona Swart Boy. He's from the Social Justice Coalition. Who has time to be a justice activist? Anyway, he is a human settlements activist, and she is the Minister of Human Settlements and Water and Sanitation. She on Thursday confirmed she'll be opening a criminal case against this activist. On Tuesday, Sisulu visited the Taiwan settlement in Khayelitsha, where a fire on New Year's Day left 500 residents homeless. After a video went viral of the altercation between the minister and this housing activist, she released a statement. She said the activist displayed rude behavior after she warned him to refrain from recording her. So apparently he was recording her on his phone. In the video, he approaches her and asks her about the relief that she'd promised the residents last year. She removed her mask and shouted at him as he questioned her. Let's hope, Minister, you won't do the same as you did at Empolweni. You promised structures will be built and you never built them. Sisulu said, you are lying, you are lying. Don't talk such rubbish. Switch it off, switch it off. So let's see what happens. But I mean, I love this. This is great. I also like the fact that these ministers are now being taken out by people in the community when they lie. Like if you've been a minister who didn't do your job, don't expect the community to be all polite with you. Good for whoever this guy is, this SWAT boy dude. Apparently a heist suspect in cash in transit who's 51 was found with a large amount of cash in a newly furnished home. Oh, nice. So that's what they're doing with their money.
Oh, very nice.
An intelligence-driven operation has led to the arrest of a man who has been linked to an armed robbery and a cash-in-transit heist in George. The 51-year-old suspect was wanted for robbery and a cash-in-transit heist that took place at the George local organic fresh fruit market in December last year. What shame.
Is that where the heist took place?
No.
Shame.
Why, because it happened at a market?
Yes, these are people who are trying to grow organic fruits and vegetables and eke out a tiny living.
And they get robbed by this
also
dude.
Also a shame when it happens in a mall.
Well, they found this guy at a house, allegedly in possession of a large amount of cash, and they conducted a search. They found brand new high-end furniture and a large amount of money. The investigation has linked the suspect to an armed robbery that took place in December, where a fresh fruit market on Lang Street in George and a cash van were robbed of an undisclosed amount of money by an unknown number of armed suspects. They reportedly waited for the arrival of the cash van while holding the staff hostage. Upon arrival, the crew was threatened with firearms and disarmed. Okay, so there we go. They're going to find you eventually. See, the problem with these thieves is a lot of them are really... They don't plan it properly. They don't think about it properly. So... What are you going to do with the money? Because they can find you, you know, depending on what you spend the money on. They could come and find you.
For some extra cash in 2021, maybe I should be a criminal consultant. I've watched enough of these shows to know and do better.
They probably need consulting, but you have to be careful because if you're consulting to them, then you could also get into
your aiding and abetting.
Oh, right.
Accessories.
Okay, never mind.
The ANC on Thursday said Cyril Ramaphosa will deliver the January 8th statement because that marks their 109th birthday. Who's going to celebrate the ANC's birthday? I know you can't.
They will.
Not even the ANC are celebrating it. I think they're all doing it from home or something.
Yeah.
Oh, that will not stop them from not celebrating.
The ANC's head of organizing, Nomvula Mokonyane, said she's going to... I wonder if they'll deliver a box of meat to her house from Bosasa. Organize things. You know, imagine you put her in charge of organizing it. She said a platform has been created to allow the public and the media to access proceedings with watch parties also taking place across some regions. Oh my God, can you imagine how boring this is going to be? So they ditched their plans to hold the event in Limpopo because of the coronavirus. They cautioned members gathering to celebrate the movement's birthday, and their plans provide a broad framework with the country's president ahead of the State of the Nation address next month.
Does the ANC really have anything to celebrate right now?
No, but that's never stopped them before. Sorry, I wouldn't hold my breath if you think. I mean, they don't need a reason to celebrate. They're just going to, they'll make one up, you know. You will lose access to WhatsApp after the 8th of February unless you agree to their new data sharing arrangement. I actually got a message, a WhatsApp message yesterday from a bunch of different places about this. So WhatsApp are changing their terms of service. They're going to force you to share personal data, including phone numbers and location, with Facebook. But I know your attitude to this, Leanne, is so what? You know, my info is out there anyway, and I've got nothing to hide. So go ahead. I do know, though, that some people are not comfortable with this, and they're going to be moving over to Telegram or Signal. But I don't want to have to move all my shit to those, because then what do you do when other people are not on those platforms and you've been talking to them on WhatsApp? Because then you can't get hold of them.
Yeah.
So it's a nightmare. Anyway,
just give in.
some critics, including Elon Musk, have suggested users move to Signal or Telegram. A WhatsApp spokesperson told Ars Technica that the change was to allow businesses to store WhatsApp chats using Facebook infrastructure. The messaging app
sells a good spin.
Yeah, they sell themselves as a privacy-focused service, but I don't believe it for a second. So they're not going to share it with unnamed people at this point, but they're sharing all that information with Facebook, which is part of their company anyway. So I don't know whether it's worth being paranoid about this. I think, you know, if you're on WhatsApp, but you're not on Facebook, then maybe you'd think about it. But if you're on Facebook already, they're already sharing this information with advertisers and stuff. So what are you going to do? You know, you're kind of having a strop about shit that doesn't matter. No, I mean, nobody cares. I certainly don't give a shit. I don't know about you. I'm going to carry on using
it.
It's
all the same.
Yeah. It's not going to change me. But there are people who take this very seriously, and they're moving across. So I got a couple of messages from friends yesterday who are going to move over to other services. So now I'll be forced. I'll be dragged there whether I like it or not. Otherwise, those people just fall off your radar, you know. So we will all have to see what we can do. A couple of messages that are coming in, and we'll get back to some stories in a second. This is funny because this is, I think, how a lot of people feel. Clint says, I suppose we'll just have to go back to using SMS again. Remember that? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Another story in the news this morning. The last big story for the morning in headlines is that Boeing are going to pay $2.5 billion over 737 MAX conspiracy. This is apparently about the criminal charges that they've had leveled against them in the U.S., that they hid information from safety officials about the design of that 737 MAX plane. You remember there were all those tragedies, obviously. There was that one where 346 people were killed in a crash. And Boeing said...
Yeah, the pilots weren't prepared to fly them, and they didn't know the full emergency procedure.
Yeah. And they've got a computer-controlled stability system. I mean, there's a lot of detail in this article that we probably don't need to know, but these stabilizers adjust trim to correct the angle if they're too high on the tail of the plane. And they've now released all of this information about what exactly went wrong and how they're responsible, but they're going to have to pay over $2.5 billion. I mean, most companies, that would be the end of them, you know. That's tickets, because who has $2.5 billion lying around to pay people off if you've killed people in plane crashes? I mean, it's an awful story. And that's the news for this morning. That's what you need to know. So, Sia, we've got to get a TV show on the way. I've got to start working on that again today, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
And Jordan wants to know, listen, Gareth, now that you're no longer on the Trump train, I was never on the Trump train. I mean, you can go back and listen to all the shows. In fact, you can see, I even posted stuff on social media last year when the results of the election were coming in. I was like, this guy has just got to concede and move on. So I was not on the Trump train. I was trying to be objective. And I was trying to give you an alternative view of what was going on there, but I was never on the train. Will you return to your libertarian roots? You and Dave Rubin both became neocons during the year and a half, but preceding that, you held the view that all governments suck and less government is good. I still maintain that. Have I ever changed my tune about government? Have I ever said, no, government's great, we need more of that? Have I?
No.
I think, Jordan, you're being unfair. Sharon says, if you enjoy sci-fi, YouTube has a brilliant channel called Dust. That's cool. Peter says, I've been listening to your podcast since forever. I started watching your show in October, November, but no more. I cannot watch a full show. It always off and on. On Monday, it was perfect, but the rest of the week, it comes and goes. I suppose they're talking about watching it live on Webinar Jam. I miss a lot of the show. I'm going back to listening on the podcasts where there are no interruptions at my leisure. Well, that's what I still think is the best way to do things. So I wouldn't watch the show live on this thing. If I were a listener, I'd be listening on podcasts. So, okay. Peter's very angry. He says, nice to see you guys, but it's enough. I mean,
Peter, no offense, really no offense, but I gather Peter's a slightly older listener.
How do you gather?
Just by the language he uses, there's certain words there that I think, oh, that's great to hear. Like leisure, we don't use leisure quite often.
No,
there's something else. Oh, but no more.
Yes, no more.
Young persons.
Yeah, nobody.
I've had enough of this. Okay, no more. It's a very
I
did say no offense, but I'd peg you for 52.
Tanya says, perfect quality for me all week. I have had no problems. And Steph agrees, the quality's been fine for me all week. Hey, listen, it also depends on your home internet connection. You know, it's not just what we're putting out. Sometimes you don't have the bandwidth necessarily to receive. And some people, in certain places in their house, they get great reception. In other places, they have terrible reception. So it also depends on where you're listening. If you're lying in bed, but your bed is far from the router, then you're going to have crappy internet. That's why I like
And some people
podcasts,
almost a year of working from home still haven't figured that out.
Exactly.
Where the best spots are in their house and the router is
like,
even.
I know if someone's calling me on WhatsApp call, which I hate. I can't stand WhatsApp calls because they always drop out. Then I know I have to run to this room that I'm in now because the router's here. It's also why we do the show from here. In my house, because the rest of the house
it's almost like having a phone with a cord on it again.
It is.
Well, you're tethered to a certain spot. Right.
Hello? Yes, hello. Here's the cord.
You still got one of those?
It's a VoIP phone, so it's not connected to. I haven't used this thing in such a long time. I don't think. I have a home phone number. Do you?
I used to often have them until recently where there was a problem with Telkom. They said the house I took over had an unpaid bill and there was nothing they could do about it. So I just said, well, fuck you, I'll use my phone, my cell phone.
It was such a big thing for us here at home to let go of the landline because we've had the same number since I was growing up. And it was a full-on... The last iteration we had was a full-on landline and a fax machine as well.
Mm.
So to let that go, that's such a big thing.
A fax machine.
We can't fax anymore. And ever since, like, even in high school, I didn't see that fax machine work. Primary school was the last time we used it.
I can't even remember how fax machine works. I mean, I remember the sound, though. You remember the sound of a fax machine?
So you know the friend I was talking about whose mom... Oh, yes, that's the noise. Sounds like an Australian bird.
That's dial-up, isn't it? Just reminds me how when a fax came through, you'd start hearing it print out, but you'd give it at least 15 minutes because it's like...
And it would also be on that curly paper, and the ink would disappear after a year.
Yes, it would
fade. It's
like
vanishing ink. But that same friend whose mom puts the phone on the coffee table and faces the roof when she's on a video call.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The first time fax came around, she was an assistant in an office, and she faxed something.
Yeah.
And she ended up faxing it about 15 times and then eventually phoned the person and said, I'm trying to fax you something, but it's not going through. And they said, yes, it is coming through. We have 15 copies. She said, oh, no. But I've still got the paper, so how's that possible?
Oh.
Shit. Who remembers, Sharon says, who remembers the telex that came before the fax? I don't remember telex. I must be honest with you. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it's a little bit before my time, but I remember the machine.
I do remember dot matrix printers. Remember that it would have those little, it would print everything in those little dots. Ugh, I mean, it's like, it feels archaic. It feels like ancient history now.
And then just one more thing about this friend's mom. When Box Office first came about on DSTV, where you could rent a movie, she sat down and said, my friend sat down and said, Mom, let's watch a movie. So they chose one. And my friend's mom said, but what if it's out already?
Oh, no.
How far
we've come.
You know, even I've always hated the phone. I hate talking on the phone. I never liked it when we had landlines before we had cell phones. I've always thought the phone was irritating. So I prefer messaging, and I always have. But before messaging, obviously, you didn't have an option. You know, you had to speak to people. And I don't know what it is. Some people, they just love the phone. They can sit and yak away for hours. And I've never understood that. It drives me crazy. If I have more than a five-minute conversation with just about anyone, even if you are, like, if it's, I mean, we're obviously exceptions being, like, if we're recording something for the show or whatever, but if you're on the phone to me for more than 5 minutes, then, I mean, one of us is just overdoing it. Someone has to stop, you know?
More than 5 minutes?
Yeah, 5 minutes is a killer. Like,
Now I need to reassess every phone call I give you.
No. I can't. I don't like phones. Just rather send me, and voice notes, thank God for voice notes, because now you can send someone a 20-second voice note with all the information on, and you don't even have to type it up, and it's like, okay.
Then how do you catch up with your friends?
What friends?
Oh, no, I'm totally with you, Gareth.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Never mind. Okay.
Yeah. Woody says, I just remembered it's Friday. Are we going to get a fact of some time that happened to Leanne in the past that we didn't know before?
Oh.
Every Friday we learn a story about Leanne that we don't know. So Woody wants to – Leanne's busy racking her brain.
You've really set the bar high now, hey.
If you give me a subject matter, it might help. Like of an illness or.
Okay.
No, I don't think you need to search for it. And Bulelo says that when we were talking about Julius Caesar earlier, he said the best thing whenever he thinks about Julius Caesar or anything Roman, he thinks of Life of Brian. Monty Python's Life of Brian. And I think Pontius Pilate is the one with the lisp. And he has a friend called Biggus Dickus. And Biggus Dickus' wife, her name is Incontinentia Buttocks.
Oh, it was brilliant humor. Wow.
Oh, so good. So actually, I think that's also something you could watch again, because I think Life of Brian has probably stood a really good test of time. I think that's still solid gold. And especially if you do think that they put that, I think they made it in the 70s or either the 70s or the early 80s. And it's still genius. I mean, it's like one of the best movies. And you will just laugh from beginning to end. There's scenes in there, actually, where they've got a bunch of, like, Palestinian activists or whoever that have gathered in the circus that's in town. And they're busy sitting on the steps there. And there's different organizations, like the Palestinian People's Front or the People's Front of Judea or whatever it is. And they're all – they hate each other. All these different factions all hate each other. And it's so funny because it's still, like, Middle East politics. Nothing's changed, you know. It's exactly like that. Zola says, morning, Bafuetu. Thanks for being back this week. So Zola obviously back at work as well. And hey, listen, if you're back at work at the moment and you're feeling sorry for yourself, the best thing is, like, if you had a short break in December, you could probably take some time off in January or February, and that'll be lucky.
Oh, you know how many people I know who went away and they're stuck there now because the whole household has either succumbed to COVID. But, oh. I mean, being stuck in a big house in Plett or Hermanus or...
Not so bad.
Yeah, Clifton isn't really a problem, you know?
I'm not going to feel sorry for you. If you're stuck in some really beautiful seaside town and you're in a big house with your family and you can't go to the beach, I'm not going to cry for you, you know.
Listen, if you're all falling ill, then I do feel sorry for you. But yeah. it's a good place to be together and be sick at the same time and get it over and done with.
It's a lovely location for your convalescence.
Yes.
But look, I do feel like we've got to be sympathetic to people who booked these holidays and ended up in like a flat or a B&B. And then you've paid a whole lot of money and you can't go to the beach and you can't...
You're looking at the beach.
Yeah, you can see it, but like you can't go to it. It's just like temptation right in front of you. That's got to suck hugely. Monty Python is the best all-round comedy act, says Janet. John Cleese and Eric Idle are pure genius. Yeah, Terry Jones died last year, who's one of the Pythons. So now it's only Terry Gilliam, Eric Idle, John Cleese, and Michael Palin left because Graham Chapman's dead as well. He died first. I think he went in the 80s. And then Terry Jones.
You sound like someone in an old aged home. Well, George has already died, and then his wife, Betty, died last week.
Well, I said yesterday on the show that I think I know what retirement feels like thanks to COVID. So maybe I am in an old age home. You know, I know.
Well, I mean, going back to the fact that a lot of people lived until 40, we would be retired right now.
I am not embarrassed or ashamed to admit that this year I'm also going to make time for afternoon naps like an old person. I don't care if it's an old person thing. I think it's fantastic having a little siesta.
This is a slippery slope, Gareth.
No, I'm doing it. It's not going to be like I'm going to sleep for 3 hours in the day. I'm going to have a little afternoon siesta if I can.
There is new evidence which suggests that having two sleeps instead of one sleep.
Yeah.
So in way back in the day, it was commonplace to, I mean, if you read a lot of poets' works, etc., from the 16, 1700s, they talk about waking up from their first sleep before going into their second sleep. So what a lot of people would do is sleep just for when they were really tired.
Yeah.
And then they would wake up. They would either do some work like, physical labor or embroidery by candlelight. They might even record their dreams in journals.
Yeah.
They would have sex. They would, do almost like meditation and contemplate life. And then a few hours later, they'd go back to sleep again. So you're talking about going to sleep when the sun sets, waking up in the middle of the night, and then going to sleep again early morning.
So we all think that it's, you have to have sleep at night and that you go home after work and then you eat and then you sleep, etc. But all of that's pretty much Industrial Revolution stuff.
Yes, it's all made up.
Even the idea of a weekend is totally made up. Before 1850 or somewhere there around, or even later in the 1800s, people didn't know what a weekend was. You didn't have a weekend. You had the Sabbath, which was like the day you went to church, or there was Shabbos, and then there were Sundays, and they were different things. You know, like the Jewish Sabbath is actually Friday sunset until Saturday sunset. But for Christians, Sunday was the day you went to church. But otherwise, they didn't really care. Like, Monday was the same as Saturday.
Yeah. Now, wait, Leanne, what does this prove? You were getting at something.
No, so recent research by scientists has revealed, I read an article about 2 weeks ago, that this two-sleep system might actually be the way to go. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it, and that we don't need a solid 8 hours.
Oh, so it might be like a set of 3 hours and a set of 4 hours, and that might be better for you.
Yeah.
I'm all for that, because I struggle to sleep for more than 5 or 6 hours at a time anyway. So if I can have 4 hours and then later on in the day another 4 hours, I'm happy with that. I just don't know if I'll be able to. I don't sleep as well during the day as I do at night, but I'm all for it, man. And you know that the Spanish and a lot of the Mediterraneans, they have their siestas, and they're all, they live long and they seem to be happy and healthy. So I don't see any reason why not.
See, then it does work better for you guys who struggle with sleep. Some of us need that full long sleep where for the first 20 seconds after waking up, you even need to remind yourself of your own name and where you are.
where the pillow has maybe swallowed your head.
You're like lines on your face from
sleep.
That's a good sleep. So Vincent says, why haven't we spoken about Elon yet? Elon Musk is now the richest man in the world. That happened yesterday.
He is now, he's taken over George Bezos, and he's now $188 billion worth.
It's amazing. Amazing.
And that's all been, I mean, we spoke just recently about how quickly he was rising to this position because of his Tesla stocks, and they're still skyrocketing. So he's eclipsing Bezos.
Very good. That's amazing.
I mean, it must be for Bezos. Carrying the title of the richest man in the world surely has an impact on your ego.
And probably on your business, because like people talk about the most successful guy in the world. So, you know, Amazon's been in this position for a while, and, you know, Microsoft before that with Bill Gates. And so I think it does. It's a big ego game. I think it has a whole lot to do with ego.
He probably won't admit it, but he probably threw a little bit of a temper tantrum in the bathroom quietly to himself.
Screw you, Elon Musk. I was the richest man. Exactly.
Zapping in the mirror.
Do you think Bill Gates and Warren Buffett care about these two who've now taken over? Because for many, many years, it was just Bill and Warren, and Bill and Warren, they would alternate. And now Bezos and Musk are the new rock stars.
I don't know. I just think when you're that rich, it shouldn't really matter to you, but it probably does.
Well, I don't think anyone's taking the loss of power more sorely this week than Trump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you can see it. Here are some more messages. This one is from, who's this from? I can't see, but it's a friendly first for the year reminder that Sia did shit his pants. We need to remember. And then Michelle says, I'm a designer and I constantly have to ask my clients why they still put a fax number on their website. Surely if someone has made it as far as your website, they can send an email.
Exactly.
That's a good point. Why would someone put a fax number on their website? That's crazy. I don't think we've ever had a fax for Cliff Central, have we?
No, and then the follow-up question to that would be, when last did they receive a fax, if it's so important to list their fax number?
You know what? It wasn't that long ago when I had to do something with a government department.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and
that,
you had to
right
fax
You can just stop it right there. The government department?
I had to Google how to fax something.
I think my printer has a fax capability, but I wouldn't know how to activate it. I mean,
what does a fax do that scanning wouldn't do?
Well, it sends it via a landline number to the other side.
Same capabilities as scanning and emailing.
So apparently, here's some useful information about naps. Nico says, don't nap longer than 30 minutes, otherwise you go into deep sleep. Have a 20-minute midday power nap. It makes you function 45% better in the afternoon. That's according to research. And there is a Transcendental Meditation Center in Houghton, which has changed somebody's life here. This is from Seb. Don't nap. Learn Transcendental Meditation. It's my best life hack ever. Okay.
I've got to be really careful of napping. So if I have a full night's sleep and I wake up at, say, 5, do a few things around the house, and then go for a nap, I can wake up at 10 to 4.
I can't nap for short amounts of time because when I know it's, let's say, 25 minutes, for example, I struggle to fall asleep because I'm thinking, oh, no, you have to sleep now. Oh, no, oh, you've probably been doing this for 5 minutes, which means you only have 20 minutes now. Oh, no, it's not going to work. It just doesn't. It's too much panic.
You also think, like, who do I have to warn if I'm going to have a nap in case I've, you know, I must check in with this if it's a work thing, you know, for example, we have to do certain things in the week for work, and then you're like, well, if I'm going to have a nap, I better get this done first, and you put yourself under huge pressure. So Tapelo says, in 2017, Spain had a life expectancy of 83 years. In South Africa, we've got an average life expectancy of only 63 years. So maybe we should be taking these naps. That's a very good point. And then Snipes Mabaso says, does it make sense that Mark Zuckerberg wants to share our personal details with the new WhatsApp upgrade? Yeah, it does, because it all marries into his Facebook model, which is basically, you know, the more information that they can get out of you, they can sell to advertisers, and that's their whole business model. So that's why he's doing it. And Michael says, in Australia, you still need to fax the tax office because all the government departments are backwards and they still use faxes. So
it's wow.
Now, they're obviously still places where the good old fax has to come into use.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, could have just been stopped off the government.
No.
Full stop.
Right.
That's the justification.
I wonder if anybody still uses typewriters.
Oh, but they've made a huge comeback, man.
No, they haven't. So, come on. What are you talking about?
No, all the
hipsters.
Yes, all hipsters use them.
Yeah, but that's just, those people are ridiculous. Like steam,
again, put a full stop after hipsters. Some things don't need extra explanation.
Yeah, I mean, like, please. Are people still hipsters now? Is that still a thing?
Who would have taken over hipsters?
Generation Z.
They're not hipsters.
No, but they're very much into retro, which is like 80s. So all the macrame and crocheting and crafty work and, you know, analog watches are a thing now.
Jesus.
All those watches with the big numbers that change.
Oh yeah.
You know, yeah. It's all coming back now. So.
All right. Well, what's not coming back after 7 is Leanne Moll. She's got to go and do some work this morning, so she's not going to be with us for the next hour.
I like that segue.
I know, but we've got we got Gadget Girl popping in. Remember, we tried to speak to her just before we went on the Christmas break.
Yeah.
And we're going to find out from her what the trends are to look out for on the internet this year. And there's quite a lot of news, so I'm glad we're going to be speaking to her. Claire is going to join us, the Gadget Girl. So stick around for that and a whole lot more, and tell us what you're up to on 0797482090. You can also message us on the Webinar Jam app if you are watching us live this morning. And today, by the way, is International Typing Day, according to Renault. So that's interesting because we just brought up typewriters.
Find your typewriter then.
Just before you go, Leanne, Mr. Schmangels says... it looks like he needs a sleeping Jesus like yours. He fell asleep and scared the living daylights out of his wife or girlfriend. She thought he was dead because he wasn't breathing for almost 10 seconds. What is it like to sleep with the sleeping Jesus on your face? It must be very unsexy. Oh, yeah.
It's very unsexy, but when your life depends on it, you get over it. And 10 seconds is nothing. Some people... including myself, can stop for almost 2 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. But, Sia, I don't know if you've continued watching Designated Survivor, but at one point the two of the staff have to share a hotel room, and the one puts on his... He first sprays the air with what I'm thinking is probably some lavender calming spray. He then puts on his sleeping Jesus. He says to the guy he's sharing the room with, don't worry, I've got something to drown that out with, and puts on a hypnosis app on his phone with music, and then puts on his eye mask and goes to sleep. And it's exactly me to the T.
Oh, wow.
Just the admin of that.
You actually, Mr. Schmangels, need something to help you sleep in terms of a meditation app or something like that, just to get over the initial feeling of it.
Okay.
But it's the best thing. You will not regret it.
So.
All righty. That's very handy. Some good advice. We didn't get a crazy story out of Leanne this morning, but there's a whole year ahead, so we've got lots of time to figure that out. And also
just life advice today.
Yeah, we've got lots of other stuff we're going to talk about in the next hour, but Leanne won't be here, so it's me and Sia and you, and you can get hold of us all the ways that you already do on social media. You can go to Cliff Central, it's one word, or you can just message us on 0797482090. Good morning. CliffCentral.com.